The Department of Corrections monitors an estimated 4,000 people around the state through the use of tethers. Earlier this year, Verizon announced that it was changing its wireless network at the end of 2019, and that was going to mean the department needed new tethers and equipment. Chris Gouts is a spokesman with the department. He says because there wasn't state funding for the tethers this year, the tethers would have gone dark if Verizon hadn't extended the deadline to the end of 2020. Gouts says the department needs to secure the funding for the tethers ASAP.
We don't want to be in the same position next year where we're wondering whether or not we're going to have enough time to replace the tethers before the end of the deadline.
Gouts says they hope to secure the funding by the end of this year or early next year. I'm Shayna Roth.